President Lai says Taiwan Strait will never be sacrificed or traded after Trump, Xi summit. Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te said on May 17 that peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait will never be sacrificed or traded, and that U.S. arms sales to Taiwan rest on a security commitment grounded in the Taiwan Relations Act, issuing his first comments since U.S. President Donald Trump's summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing that ended May 15. In a statement shared on social media, Lai thanked Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio for reaffirming long-standing U.S. policy toward Taiwan, while stressing that peace in the region depends on strength, the resolve to protect freedom and democracy and cooperation with friendly countries. Taiwan is the defender of the status quo of peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait and the region, Lai wrote. China is the root cause of regional instability and change of the status quo. Trump calls arms package a negotiating chip. Lai's statement followed comments made by Trump in a Fox News interview recorded in Beijing and aired Friday evening, May 15. When asked whether people in Taiwan should feel more or less secure after meeting with Xi, Trump said, neutral. This has been going on for years. He added, I'm not looking to have somebody go independent. I want them to cool down. I want China to cool down. Trump said that during the summit, Xi asked him directly whether the United States would defend Taiwan if China attacked. There's only one person that knows that, Trump said. I said, I don't talk about that. On the pending $14 billion U.S. arms package for Taiwan, pre-approved by Congress in January 2025, but not yet formally advanced, Trump told Brett Baier, I may do it. I may not do it. I'm holding that in abeyance, and it depends on China, it depends. It's a very good negotiating chip for us, frankly. It's a lot of weapons. A bipartisan group of senators urged Trump on May 11th to formally notify Congress of the pending $14 billion package before the Beijing summit, saying U.S. support for Taiwan is not up for negotiation. The proposed sale includes counter-drone systems, an integrated battle command system, and medium-range munitions. Lai's message. Lai in his statement outlined five key points addressing concerns among Taiwanese after the island was raised during the Trump-Xi meeting. Firstly, he reiterated that Taiwan, as the defender of the cross-strait status quo, has no intention to provoke or escalate conflict but will not be pressured by the Chinese Communist Party into giving up its national sovereignty and dignity, and democratic and free way of life. Secondly, Lai noted that China's military activity, including air and naval operations, large-scale exercises, and gray zone coercion, has expanded in recent years. He said these actions by China are what present a threat to regional peace and stability for the first island chain and the broader Indo-Pacific, not actions from Taiwan. He then rebuffed China, saying that there is no Taiwan independence issue, as the Republic of China is a sovereign and independent democratic country that adheres to a liberal and democratic constitutional system. He said Taiwan's sovereignty cannot be invaded and annexed, and that Taiwan is willing to pursue healthy and orderly exchanges with China on the basis of parity and dignity, but rejects coerced exchanges or united front activity. Fourth, Lai said that long-term Taiwan, U.S., security cooperation is built on the Taiwan Relations Act, which has been and remains the U.S. security commitment to Taiwan. He said the arms sales that come from that are key elements for maintaining regional peace and stability, and thanked Trump for his support of Taiwan during both terms. In December 2025, the U.S. Congress formally approved a record $11.1 billion arms package to Taiwan. It includes items such as HIMARS rocket systems, ATACMS missiles, self-propelled howitzers, and other munitions. Finally, Lai said that peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait will never be sacrificed or traded, as disruptions would affect global supply chains and the world economy. He also argued that Taiwan will absolutely not be sacrificed or traded as a critical node of Indo-Pacific security, the core of global AI and semiconductors development, and an indispensable part of global supply chain reengineering. Trump told reporters after the summit that he would have to speak with Lai about the pending arms sale. I have to speak to the person that's running Taiwan, he said. A senior Taiwan security official told Reuters, speaking on condition of anonymity, that Trump's remarks imply the arms sale is a matter between Washington and Taipei. The party with whom arms sales are to be discussed is Taiwan, not Beijing, the official said. Taiwan Relations Act and the Six Assurances. The Taiwan Relations Act, enacted in 1979, establishes that it is U.S. policy to provide Taiwan with arms of a defensive character and to maintain the capacity to resist force or coercion that would jeopardize Taiwan's security or social and economic system. The law forms the legal security framework for U.S. policy toward Taiwan, while leaving the nature and timing of specific arms sales to presidential and congressional decision-making. The 1982 Six Assurances, U.S. commitments to Taipei that include not consulting Beijing on arms sales, remain policy rather than statute. Legislation to codify them, the Six Assurances to Taiwan Act, remains pending in Congress. According to China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, she told Trump that for Beijing, the Taiwan question is the most important issue in U.S.-China relations. The White House readout of the summit did not mention Taiwan. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told NBC News while in Beijing on May 14th that U.S. policy toward Taiwan remains unchanged. What lies ahead? After the summit, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that she accepted Trump's invitation to visit the United States in the fall on September 24th, setting up a third meeting in Trump's second term ahead of the midterm elections on November 3rd and the November 9th port fee suspension deadline. Meanwhile, Taiwanese Foreign Minister Lin Chia-lung said Taiwan would continue strengthening its self-defense capabilities and working with pro-democracy partners. Peace depends on strength, Lai's statement read, saying that Taiwan would maintain the status quo neither submissively nor arrogantly, while working to make positive contributions to regional and global peace and prosperity.